quarterback this Sunday?
No, I think, you know, it's still early in the week, you know, so we don't get caught up in that. You know, as the offense, whoever's going to be, you know, behind the center and progressing the offense, you know, that's who it's going to be. We feel comfortable and confident that, you know, later on in the week we'll have a better feeling for who it will be. So, you know, we just, you know, hear our work going through, you know, our process, and, you know, it's a regular, typical Tuesday for us.
Chip said that when you look at, you know, your performance this week, that sometimes you feel like it opens, sometimes it's just a bad throw. Mm-hmm. You went back and looked at it. Do you agree with that? And also, what were they doing against you this week?
Well, I mean, you know, it's going to be games that, you know, I do good. It's going to be games that, you know, guys are going to do good against me as well, too. So that's a part of being a professional athlete, you know, as far as anything else. You know, I just have to do what I need to do to keep, you know, going out there and working hard and doing what I need to do to get open. You know, I felt, you know, I was open. I was able to get open throughout the, you know, course of the game. So, you know, sometimes it goes in your favor and sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, we're just.
How different is the timing with Nick and now with Mike?
I mean, you know, I feel Nick, you know, he's a good player. You know, I've said that before, and, you know, he comes in and does great things, you know, but it's just the experience level sometimes. You know, Foles is still a young player, and, you know, sometimes things can get overwhelming. Defenses could do different things, you know, show him different looks, and, you know, it's really an experience thing with him. So, you know, the longer he plays, the more he'll be in the NFL, you know, the more he'll be behind the center taking snaps. You know, it definitely progressed. So, like I said, hopefully, you know, he's okay. He'll be back soon. So, you know, we'll be all right with that.
And the difference between he and Michael. I mean, I'm not saying that Nick. I mean, I like Nick too. I'm not saying that Nick is not going to be a good quarterback. Mm-hmm. But there's a difference, obviously, the way they throw the ball and the timing. Or is it different for you?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, as a wide receiver, you try to go out there and you know, really not get into, you know, what's different about two guys that you have thrown to. You have to go out there and, you know, make plays is the biggest thing I could say. So, judging both quarterbacks, it's not my, you know, option to do that. I have to go out there and, you know, make plays and do what I need to do. So, you know, I really don't try to get into that. But, you know, sometimes it is a difference with them guys. So, whatever the case may be, you still got to go out there and get your job done.
Deshaun, what have you seen from the team just bouncing back after, you know, such a disappointing day?
Well, I mean, I feel, you know, everybody – of course, wanted to win that game. You know, it's, you know, just something about the offense where we couldn't really get it going. So, you know, we know what we need to do. Come back, work hard, stick to what we got to do. We can't really fold. You know, got to keep going. Still a long season. Still have, you know, 8 games left and things like that. So, I think everything will be fine. You know, we still got to face them December 29th as well too. So as long as we take care of our business and do what we need to do, you know, hopefully that game will mean, you know, a lot again the next time we see him. But can't really worry about that. We still have to worry about this week. That's the Giants, and you know, just doing week by week, continue to go out there and do what we need to do.
How encouraged are you from what you've seen from Michael? What do you have in the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, I feel Mike. He's doing a great job of getting himself, you know, prepared to play a game. You know, as far as he'll be ready or not, I can't answer that question, but, you know, he's out here practicing, and he's been out here practicing, you know, last week as well, too. So I think, you know, his readiness, as far as how confident I feel, I think he's ready. And, you know, sooner but later, we'll find out, you know, who the quarterback will be.
Were you surprised to see Nick score the way he did? I mean, it seemed like he missed, you know, quite a few open receivers.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, man, no one's perfect in this game. You know, like I said, once again, it's going to be times where, you know, you have your bad days. There's going to be times you have your great days. That's the beauty of this game. And, you know, how hard you work and how much you put into it is more what we have to go off of. So, I think, you know, we all have a lot invested. And we have, you know, some great accomplishments that we all want to get done. So, as long as that stays the mission and nobody, you know, steers off course on that, like I said, it's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be times that things like that happen. So, you know, the biggest thing I can say is, you know, what do you do after adversity hits? So, you know, come back, you know, put the grind to the pedal and just work. And that's what we all, you know, are accustomed to here. That's what Chip's installing in us. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, of course everybody's, you know, frustrated and mad that we lost the game. But, you know, we still got to go out there and, you know, play a game this week. So it's kind of over and done with, and we move forward.
There's a couple. What kind of confidence does it give the offense when Mike's in here?
I mean, it's a confidence that we have to have as professional athletes. I mean, you know, we play a competitive game. It's a competitive nature. You know, everybody out in that field at any given time is, you know, trying to have the much success and, you know, have all the accolades and do great things out there. I mean, that's why we play this game. So regardless who's our quarterback or who's out there, you know, we still have to, you know, uplift each other, give each other energy, feed off each other. You know, that's what I've been able to do since I've been here. So, you know, me, you know, helping my teammates out, whatever the case may be, you know, pumping them up, giving them extra energy to go out there and, you know, just play the game together and play for each other. So, in regards to who's in there, we still always, you know, have to keep that same mentality.
Two more questions, guys. Two more.
During the game, with the camera caught you showing your emotions, your frustrations, particularly at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? And is that part of the game that you're still working on? Sometimes channeling those frustrations in the right way.
I mean, honestly, man, I play this game with, you know, a lot of, you know, energy. Regardless, you know, if it's myself being frustrated with me, or, you know, the opportunities, or, you know, the plays, the big plays that I'm able to, you know, make. So, I mean, as far as channeling that, you know, I have, you know, in the past done that before, but not really a big guy of, you know, poping and mounting and, you know, doing them type of things. But, you know, the energy I play this game at, and the high level that, you know, I expect out of myself, and you know, being that guy to spark this team, you know, that's more of my frustration. So it's not, you know, in particular to anybody else. You know, it's more of really just being able to get them opportunities to make big plays, to help my team win games. So, you know, it's not a selfish thing where I'm not getting the balls. You know, just knowing what I'm allowed to do and, you know, the plays I'm able to make to help this team win. So that was more of my frustration. But, you know, like I said, once again, you know, it's going to be sunny days and it's going to be, you know, cloudy, rainy days. And it just happened to be a cloudy, rainy day for us. But, you know, regardless of, you know, anything, we're able to, you know, just play this game and have fun. And, you know, at times we have fun, at times we don't. That was just a game that was just very frustrating. So we'll get that fixed.
Is there any advantage to facing the team so close second time? So
that far? Is
there any advantage
of that? Yeah, I mean, the best thing I can say is the last time we won, so we have to duplicate that again. But, you know, they're a team, you know, they're struggling this year. They won a game last night, so it'll be a quick turnaround for them. And, you know, we just got to, you know, keep our pedal on the metal and, you know, just keep working. You know, 3-4. One game under, you know, 500. So I think, you know, everything would be all right, man. You know, we just go out there, you know, have fun. We got to win the game at home. You know, past 9 games has been ugly for us here at home. So I think, you know, hopefully we could do it for the fans and for our city. That's, you know, and ourselves at the same time. So I think we should be all right.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.